The stage has been set for a far-reaching ruling on abortion rights. Now that a federal appeals court has upheld the tough restrictions Texas lawmakers put on that state's abortion clinics, the state says the new requirements protect the health of women. Providers say those requirements could leave just 7 or 8 facilities open in the nation's second biggest state, and they plan to appeal to the Supreme Court. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The Fifth Circuit decision reverses a lower court ruling and allows most of a law passed in 2013 to finally take effect. That law requires clinics that perform abortions to operate like hospital-style surgical centers, and it requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a local hospital.
It is a resounding win, and it applies to virtually the entire state of Texas, except one small carve-out.
Joe Poyman heads Texas Alliance for Life. The carve-out is for a remote clinic in McAllen, near the border with Mexico, although the clinic's owner says the exception is so narrow, she's not sure it will be able to stay open. In another part of the state, the court ruled that it's fine if a clinic in El Paso closes, since women there can get the procedure just across the state line in New Mexico. Poyman agrees.
We would hope that New Mexico would increase its safety standards and do what Texas has done, but it's pretty silly to say that women in Texas don't have access to abortion, even in El Paso, when they're so readily available in the state of New Mexico.
The ruling is absurd because the court is essentially saying if you want to have an abortion, you have to travel to other states that don't have these laws.
Stephanie Todi is with the Center for Reproductive Rights, which challenged the Texas law.
The court is essentially recognizing that these laws don't provide any health or safety benefit. The point is to try to make Texas an abortion-free state.
Since the Texas law first passed, half the state's 40 clinics have shut down. If this new ruling stands, providers say another dozen could close in the next few weeks. They say that would leave nearly 1 million women at least 150 miles from the nearest abortion provider. Amy Hagstrom-Miller heads Whole Women's Health, which owns several clinics in Texas and is a plaintiff in the case. She says the impact even before this ruling has been devastating.
So many women and families don't know where to go, don't know what the law is, think abortion is illegal, are confused about the status of their rights throughout the state.
There could also be some confusion in the legal world. The very same Fifth Circuit Appeals Court actually ruled differently on a similar law in Mississippi. It said women there had a constitutional right to an abortion in the state where they live. That could make it more likely that the Supreme Court will step in to decide this case, providing the biggest test of abortion rights in decades. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.